This episode of Tales from Ostlantis is brought to you by Ostlantis Premium. Don't you just hate having your favorite podcast interrupted by ads like this? Well, dear listener, you're in luck. Because starting at just $3 a month, you can support independent Chicano media and receive ad-free episodes, premium episodes, bonus content, and access to our Discord server. Just visit talesfromostlantis.com and click Go Premium, or follow the link in the show notes. And now, on with the show.
You must excuse me. I've grown quite weary.
This hasn't been easy, I know. But you've learned a lesson. A lesson in honesty. Honesty to yourself and honesty to others. That lesson will stand you in good stead all your life.
I think we've all learned a good lesson. I've always heard that honesty is the best policy. Now I'm catching on to why that's so,
Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Tales from Ostlantis. We are your hosts, Curly Tlapoyawa.
And Ruben Arellano Tlacatecatl.
And thank you all for joining us for yet another premium episode. I forgot to say that at the beginning. It's a premium episode. Yes, it is.
Man, you lucky fools getting a premium episode.
For all of our beloved Patreon supporters. So how you been, man? You been good?
I've been chilling. I've been busy, though. I've been very busy. Not just with school, teaching, but just doing, all kinds of stuff locally here with the family and my community.
Well, the house too, right?
The house, yeah. I've been remodeling the house here and there. So it's been a very busy summer and hot too.
God, man.
I can't believe we're like going on over a month now of straight triple digits over here in Dallas.
I remember
it.
I remember it.
I mean, this one's going to be another one for the books. So they've already said it's going to be in at least the top five, if not even the top three of the hottest summers on record.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was living out there working at the newspaper, the air conditioning went down in our offices, and man, we were like cooking. Plus the graphic design department, we didn't have like windows or anything.
Yeah, we in the basement.
Like basically. I mean, we were just like off in this little box where all the nerds sat and did our—
Did you get the memo?
Graphic design. Yeah. So we were just sitting in there cooking, and the publisher, what did he do? Oh, he had people show up, like paleteros. Show up and just hand out free paletas to everybody to help us cool
down.
That was
cool.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was a nice gesture.
It was.
It's not like we could have all gone home. The newspaper still has to
come out. Kudos to the paleteros out there holding it down, keeping people cool on these hot days.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to all the paleteros. So today we are going to be watching a segment from Vice News. It's funny because we had talked about, you know, the Aboriginal Moors or the Moorish Aboriginals a few episodes back. And after that episode came out, I'm flipping through— this was maybe a week or two after that episode came out— I'm flipping through TV and I see that Vice had also covered them. They did a little segment on them. So I was like, huh, it's timely. We beat Vice News to the punch, man. We've got our fingers on the pulse of the zeitgeist.
Got the scoop.
We got the scoop. So, yeah, I wanted to check out this little segment and see how they covered. Of course, it's a short segment, so I'm sure they don't get into all the nitty gritty and explore, you know, like an in-depth look. But I thought they did a decent job.
Yeah.
Like an overview of who these people are and what they believe. So here we go. We're going to check out this video. Credit to Vice News. This segment is called Moors Rising.
The thing I like about this neighborhood is every single house seems to have its own little bit of charm. just being a single woman trying to compete with a lot of these couples, I lost out on about 13 houses before I came across this one. When I walked in the door, I was like, this is my house. So whatever I can do to get it, I'm going to get it. You guys, I'm not even kidding. This is the literal SWAT team that was called.
Shanetta Little was finalizing construction plans on her first home when a stranger changed the locks and told her that the house she bought was actually his.
They call themselves Moors. They basically say that they have ancestral rights due to a lot of treaties and tribunal law, that they have rights to the land here.
So you buy this place, you have this amazing vision for it, and all of a sudden you get a letter?
Yes. I got two letters, actually. The first one I got from Jaleel Hugh L. There were, like, seals and fingerprints and signatures basically saying that my home was on someone else's ancestral lands. Well, I ignored it the first time, and they sent me another letter saying, because I didn't respond, now we own this house. The third time was basically when I shit hit the fan. So they
that is flawless
the locks,
legal
their own locks on.
Right.
He's now occupying the home. There.
How do they get him out of the house?
Oh, they busted the door down and they basically dragged him out. And it was really scary. Like, you know, I applied for a gun license, I got pepper spray, you know, knives.
Wow.
It was really, really traumatizing.
Police officers still reeling from a deadly attack. Three officers were shot and killed.
The manhunt is on for this man, a career criminal considered very armed and very dangerous.
In recent years, isolated and random incidents of violence, fraud, burglary, and squatting committed by Moorish extremists have put Moors on the radar of law enforcement nationwide.
A Newark home taken over by an alleged extremist group that not only changed the locks, but actually claimed ownership over the property.
The man who occupied Shanetta's home was never charged and still maintains the land belongs to him. We did our best to speak
with
him, but he demanded.
Yeah, how the hell is that possible?
Jeez.
So they're showing this email.
Isn't from, it considered breaking and entering?
Yeah, or, right?
Or, I mean, what?
So here's this email that the Vice reporter got from this guy. And it says, peace and greetings, Elzo. Going forward, please address me as honorable and not brother. Our consuls have been elected as public officials, and we do not take our positions lightly. There are a few reasons why we are not brothers. Damn. One of those reasons is that you choose to remain a United States citizen, and we are all Moroccans. Let's not confuse the two. Thank you for that's a tone shift. Thank you for expressing your interest in promoting our consulate within your network. We have discussed whether this opportunity would best fit our goals this year. Let us be clear. We are not doing this interview for free.
Oh, wow.
We expect some adequate substance in exchange for intellectual property.
Substance?
Owned.
They want some substance?
Yeah.
What kind of substance are we talking about?
So for the intellectual property owned by the consulate, let's iron the particularities via contract. Jesus. Present us your offer, and then in parentheses, contract for review, and we will inform you of our final decision. Peace and bliss.
Peace and bliss.
And then he signs it best. Honorable, all caps. Honorable L. Jaleel, Consul General, Al Moroccan Empire Consulate.
Dang, Empire.
And that's the thing that's really common with the Moors, right, is they use the words Bay and L in their names. So whenever you're online and you see somebody with a name ending or beginning with L or Bay.
Wait, know, isn't Bay and L essentially the separation of Baal?
I don't
know. In the ancient Mesopotamian mythology, and Baal is like the I guess almost like the what we call Satan today, in a sense.
I have no idea. I'm sure it comes from something that Noble Drew Ali told them to use, and they just do it, you know? I'm sure there's a reason that they say, but I don't know it. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I'll have to look into it.
...it to be paid, so that interview didn't happen. But we did find a video he posted about the incident online.
You have been listening to a sample of a premium episode of Tales from Aztlantis. For a mere $3 a month, you will get access to our premium content every 2 weeks, as well as to the ever-expanding library of premium episodes. So visit talesfromaztlantis.com and click Go Premium. Thank you for listening. Timo Itase. Thank you for listening to Tales from Aztlantis, a project of the Chimali Institute of Mesoamerican Arts. If you enjoy the show, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter. You can do this by visiting talesfromaztlantis.com and clicking Support the Podcast. Your continued support will help keep the podcast ad-free and independent. Until next time, Timo Itase.